Hi guys, welcome to Powers to the Core. My name is Stephen Dawes. I've got a couple of stories to talk to you about today, so I thought I'd lump them all together in one video to make it easier for you and also easier for me to just record it all in one go. So a couple of them are transfer rumours, and one of them is about John Textor's potential move to buy Lyon. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be later on in the video. First of all, Palace are apparently keen on Cody Drammer, who is a Leeds United player at the moment. He's a Leeds United right back. And apparently, according to a journalist, which you can add a pinch of salt to that if you want, apparently Paris are looking at this 20-year-old who has only played a few times for Leeds. He's more part of their youth team at the moment. And he won Young Player of the Season award as well as Player of the Season in South Wales. So he's done some good stuff despite only joining on loan for the second half of the season. So he looks like he's a good prospect, and certainly it's important that we do fulfil the need for more stability at the back, shall we say? To because obviously Nathaniel Clyne and also Joel Ward are getting older, so we need someone to come in and help to bolster the defence a little bit. But it does say in this article that it's possible that he will be seen by Crystal Palace as a player for the future. And Dougie Friedman and Patrick Vieira are apparently looking at him quite seriously. But again, a player for the future. And yes, we do need players for the future, but we also need players for right now. And I think that maybe he won't be in the first team. I think he might be one of those that they put into the youth team or farm out to a championship side to get some more experience before he hits the main team itself. So I can understand why they're looking ahead like this, but we do have a few issues in the main team at the moment that we need to look at. But I'd love to hear your thoughts of that, of course. The second one I'm talking about is possibility of getting someone to help out Doucouré in the middle, in the sense of Djibril Sow. Now I'm probably to that point. Is there Djibrili Sow? Djibril Sow? I don't know. I'm going to put the name down here so that you can read it for yourself. Apparently, we've already tried to sign this guy from Eintracht Frankfurt before, and we've tried to get him during the summer, but apparently that didn't materialise. So there's rumours that we are now going to try and go for him in the January transfer window. So, again, another possibility, and we'll have to wait and see what happens with this one. He's 25-year-old. He's playing in played in the World Cup for Switzerland. So he's got some experience there, and he's certainly one of those players which hopefully will be a good addition to the squad. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think certainly to have someone else in the midfield to help out Doucouré wouldn't be a bad thing. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I mean, do we already have enough players in the midfield? We've got Will Hughes. You know, Riederwald can do a midfield role. We've got other players who can work in the midfield. Obviously, Milivojevic is probably gone too far now, I think. I don't think that MacArthur is going to be coming back for regular first-team football. So we are going to be losing a couple of players. So maybe bringing this guy in would be helpful to us. But let me know what you think down in the comments on that. And now, the little issue about John Textor and his move for Lyon. Now, if you've heard my previous videos, you'll know that there is a bit of an issue with Lyon. Apparently, he's been trying to sort out the financial aspect of it, trying to buy Lyon for some time now. And with the change in the exchange rate between the euro and the pound, apparently that has raised the asking price. And John Textor's had to go through lots of legal issues to ensure that he's able to buy the club. Apparently that's moving forward. However, part of the thing that John Textor wants to do is to move his stake of Crystal Palace into his company. So it looks as though that could be something which may be stalled in the process a little bit. It says here, they called a press conference yesterday alongside Textor in an attempt to calm the waters, mentioning his need for additional time to finalise these various stages. But the newspaper says that there is still an air of impatience and ambiguity. It's also ended on the note that those selling Lyon will make another decision on Sunday evening, which appears to be an ultimatum from Lyon's current ownership. As they see it, there is a break in the obstacle in the way of the sale. The break is the recent rise of the euro against the dollar, which increases the sale price. And the hurdle would be Crystal Palace's reluctance to be transferred to Eagle Football as an offer of surety for Textor. So it looks as though he wants to transfer his shares into his company Eagle Football. Now, there are some people who are hinting that this means that Crystal Palace will then be a surety against his, or kind of guarantor against his sale, or against his buying of Lyon. I'm not entirely sure, I'm not a financial expert, so if there's anybody out there who understands this more than me, do let me know in the comments what you think, whether this is right or wrong. But there are some people that are saying that he's actually putting Crystal Palace forward as like a guarantor against his buying Lyon, which obviously is something that we don't necessarily want to be doing. You know, we don't want to be risking the club's future financial stability because of that. But again, I say I might be wrong. So if there's anybody out there who understands the details of this and what it would actually mean, then I'd love to hear your voice in the comments, because it looks a little bit weird to me. You know, something doesn't seem quite right here. But obviously, it could all be above board. It could just be one of these technicalities that's going on. But I'd love to hear your thoughts if you naturally know what the situation is. And that's it. I hope that you are enjoying the show. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more Crystal Palace news as and when it happens. And after the World Cup, we'll be back to daily videos, I'm sure. So let me know what you think. And also, don't forget to hit that bell icon for regular notifications, so you know whenever I post a video. And I'll see you next time.